AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Simone Wester in Louisville, Kentucky says it looks like a hurricane struck. The city is getting drenched with rain. Neighborhoods are underwater. Ronald Coleman had to get out of his flooded home fast.
Nothing dry. You know, these clothes, that's about it.
Louisville Mayor Gregory Fisher is asking drivers to use common sense in a flooding situation.
This morning as I drove around the city, I saw multiple incidences of this, of deep water with cars stranded and stuck in them.
Severe thunderstorms rumbling across the state were blamed for the death of a woman who was camping with her family at a park in East Central, Kentucky. Flooding isn't the only issue in Louisville. There's a huge fire burning at a General Electric's plant in Louisville.
Thankfully, there are no injuries or fatalities that we know about at this point.
Mayor Fisher says the building that caught fire was used for offices and storage. The president of Iran, Hassan Rouhani, is pledging his nation will abide by its commitments in the nuclear agreement reached yesterday in Switzerland. Meantime, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he strongly opposes the emerging framework agreement.
This deal would pose a grave danger to the region and to the world, and would threaten the very survival of the state of Israel.
Netanyahu says Iran would eventually build a bomb. The jobs numbers for March from the Labor Department show 126,000 jobs were added. That's the lowest number in more than a year. An unseasonably cold March followed by a brutal winter that's slowed key parts of the economy. The stock market is closed today because of Good Friday. A woman in Philadelphia, Keona Thomas, is under arrest, charged with trying to help the Islamic State group and martyr herself for them. Prosecutors in Philadelphia say Thomas attempted to travel overseas to fight for the terror group. She was arrested early today. This is AP Radio News. Louis Jordan says spending 66 days at sea was challenging, but it all came down to water.
I rationed my water to where I had drank maybe a pint of water a day for such a long time. I was so thirsty.
Jordan spoke to WAVY-TV. He set sail from South Carolina 2 months ago, and he was rescued on an overturned hull of his sailboat 200 miles off the coast of North Carolina. The Coast Guard says Jordan had a shoulder injury and was dehydrated. The Final Four is gearing up to pair the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament 2-2. Tomorrow, Kentucky plays Wisconsin and Michigan State plays Duke. Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski says they didn't make it this far because of their name.
Our guys deserve to be here, just like Tom's kids. They deserve because they've earned it.
He spoke about Michigan State's Tom Izzo. The Final Four this year is being played in Indianapolis. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Nearly home. Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pros' number one most trusted app. A dream home isn't a dream home if it comes with a nightmare commute. That's why Realtor.com has Real Commute, so you can search by drive time. Download the Realtor.com app today, cause you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pros number one most trusted app based on August 2025 proprietary survey.